KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Now that he has corralled crime in Washington, D.C., President Trump would like to do the same in Chicago, but the prospect infuriates Democrat city and state leaders. Mayor Brandon Johnson tells a protest rally no federal troops in the city of Chicago, where there were more than 50 shootings over the weekend. What some have referred to as lawfare jeopardizes the Trump tariffs.
A federal appeals court has ruled that Donald Trump illegally used emergency powers to impose sweeping tariffs, but left them in place for now. The court said the president wasn't legally allowed to declare national emergencies and impose import taxes on almost every country. It's a major legal blow for the White House, and the president took notice. He wrote on social media that if allowed to stand, this decision would literally destroy the U.S. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China is hosting some of its key allies, including Russia. And from outward appearances, it seems that Moscow and Beijing are growing closer with each passing day. The BBC's Steve Lai is in Beijing.
There's been a flurry of diplomacy over the last 2 days. We saw the SCO summit, and now leaders are gathering here in Beijing for more talks. President Putin was speaking very fondly of President Xi, calling him a dear friend. Well, for his part, President Xi told Putin that China-Russia relations have withstood the test of international changes, adding that Beijing was willing to work with Moscow to promote what he called the construction of a more just and reasonable global governance system.
North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un is also in Beijing. That's unusual since Kim rarely leaves his country. Averting a partial government shutdown at month's end, one of the orders of business facing lawmakers now that Congress is back on Capitol Hill from its August break. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 190 points. This is SRN News. A new ranking of America's most conservative colleges and universities.
It comes from Niche, a website that ranks and reviews schools, and it puts Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia, atop its most conservative list. Second place goes to Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. And number three is Utah's Brigham Young University, perhaps the most prominent Mormon school in the world. Rounding out the top five on the Niche rankings are Colorado Christian University and Bob Jones. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The language used in the debate over artificial intelligence is increasingly taking on religious overtones. Jeffrey Hinton, the legendary 77-year-old programmer who helped develop AI, refers to its potential as godlike. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman has referred to his company's technology as a magic intelligence in the sky, while Peter Thiel, the co-founder of PayPal, has even argued that AI could help bring about the Antichrist. SRN News. Oregon lawmakers consider ways to fill a transportation funding gap resulting from more EVs on the roads.
The transportation funding package includes a proposal that would make Oregon the second U.S. state to require electric vehicle owners to enroll in a pay-per-mile program. States are facing transportation budget shortfalls, partly stemming from projected declines in gas tax revenues as more people adopt fuel-efficient and electric cars. In 2023, Hawaii became the first state to create a mandatory road usage charge for EVs. Keith Peters, Washington.
The National Hurricane Center is tracking the movement of Hurricane Kiko, which has formed out in the eastern Pacific. It is said to be moving slowly in a westerly direction. Right now, no coastal watches or warnings have been issued. Kiko is expected to build strength in the coming days. More details, SRNNews.com.